You are listening to KBOO Portland.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the opening reception of Giving Back, the Soul of Philanthropy, Reframed and Exhibited, Friday, January 20th at 6 p.m. at Concordia University's George R. White Library in Portland. This event was originally scheduled for Friday, January 13th. Giving Back illustrates Black philanthropic experiences and giving traditions grounded in faith, mutuality, responsibility, and social justice. Images and stories are from the book Giving Back, a tribute to generations of African-American philanthropists. Again, that's the opening reception of Giving Back, the Soul of Philanthropy, Reframed and Exhibited, Friday, January 20th at 6 p.m. at Concordia University's George R. White Library, 2800 Northeast Liberty Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning, honey, you old gloomy sight. Good morning.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud sponsor of the Real Cool Film Series at the Clinton Street Theater. The film this month is Lady Sings the Blues, showing Monday, January 23rd at 7 p.m. Diana Ross portrays jazz singer Billie Holiday in this biographical drama. The film depicts her early attempts at a singing career and her eventual rise to stardom, as well as her difficult relationships and drug addiction. Again, that's Lady Sings the Blues, Monday, January 23rd at 7 p.m., at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
The time is 6:01. You are listening to KBOO Portland. Coming up next, we have What's Life Without Laughter.
The ride is a party over there that ain't no job. It's live, live, it's all the way live. Don't even have to walk, don't even have to drive. Just slide, glide, slippity slide. Just forget about the troubles in your 9-to-5 and just sail on.
That's what you do.
Just sail on. Now the zoo's so funky, hey, what do you think? What is it called? It's called a lakeside stank.
Hello, everybody. Hello, KBOO. Hello, KBOOs. This is your host, the Amazon Queen. We are here with What's Life Without Laughter, where we give you a little bit of a comedy twist to life's issues. Today, that goes from politics, news, health, wealth, dating, whatever it is you want it to be. We try to put a little bit of a life and laughter in there, because you know what is life without laughter. I want to thank KBOO for having us here. My co-host T6 is out again taking care of some family issues. Folks, it's just this cancer sucks. So we are here. I have a room full of guests, aka family members up in here. So I'm gonna have them all give a shout out to the KBOOs. First off, I have Mr. Michael here from Black Rose Books. Michael, say hey to everybody, to the KBOOs.
Hey, everybody.
Look at him sounding like Barry White. Hello, everybody. Got every woman up in here looking at him like, is he single? He said, quick, yes, I am. Slide your number over here. I'm gonna give over here to my sister over here. All right, over here batting up next, we have Shantina Scott, a.k.a. Petty Pimp. Say hello, Shantina Scott.
Hey, what's up, Petty?
There go Petty. The Pimp is here. He is so fine. And coming up next, we have two of the children of Pastor Mary Overstreet. We all know her. Here are her children. We have Precious, a.k.a. Rosetta, and Ann. Would y'all please say hello, Annie?
Hey, everybody. Hello.
There we go. We have family here. Today, we're going to discuss some issues because it is Dr. King time right now. We have just celebrated his birthday, and we are going through things that are not quite right in America right now. But we're going to get there. But let's talk about this. You guys, what do you guys do when it comes to either doing Happy New Year resolutions or do you set goals? What about you, Michael?
Resolutions, I try not to. Every day is a brand new day. So I wake up and what could I do today to make this better for me, myself, my friends, family, everyone?
All right now. I know that's right. Yeah. Look at there. What about you, Shantina?
I don't do goals. I don't do resolutions.
None of
them. As the day comes. I hope that I have a great, prosperous 2017, but no goals, no resolutions.
Just live it. What about you,
Ms. Precious? No, I very seldom make resolutions. I'm just glad to see another day that the Lord has blessed me to see, another day, and I'm just thankful.
What about you, Ms. Anna?
All I do is no resolutions. I pray the old year out and the new one in. That's what I was trained to do. And then I just keep it pushing and ask God to give me just one more day. That's what I do.
Just one more day. Give me, come on, K-Boos. Just one more day.
Yeah.
Well, I'm telling y'all right now, I don't do resolutions because I break them every time. I'm like, you know, I'm going to work out more on like January 3rd. I ain't at nobody's gym. I'm sitting over eating Doritos, drinking Pepsi, doing everything I should not be doing. You know what I'm talking about? You know what? My new goal is I am not going to call my ex no more. June 30th. Well, I went a whole year, half a year at least. I did that. So I did no more. I do goals. And my one goal I set for myself this year was to not overthink. Because I'm a bad overthinker. I'll call somebody, they don't call me back. I'm like, what did I do to them? What's wrong with them? I mean, what happened? And they'd be like, girl, I was in the bathroom. I'm like, oh. I'm like, oh. Oh, so it wasn't all about me? It wasn't? Okay. Okay, so K-Boos. All right, let's get into this. We have Michael sitting here. He is the owner of Black Rose Books. Michael, please give us a little bit of a bio and a backdrop of you and Black Rose Books.
Black Rose Books. So we've been in Portland now about a little bit over 3 years. My two premier events, the Read All Summer, African American Children's Kids Fair, and the Northwest Black Book Expo. We've been a little slow over the last 6 months or so, but we're coming back strong. Actually have an event coming up in February the 25th. We're calling this Spring Into Wellness with Camila Menifee, Shalonda Menifee, and Gigi Warren. This is going to be primarily a ladies event, but we're going to get this thing done.
All right, ladies, we're going to have to go out and support this right there. On what day now? February?
February the 25th.
February the 25th. Okay. Now, let's get into some stuff. Because, you know, Michael, whenever I look at your page, you post stuff that really hits close to home. Mm-hmm. Being an African American, being born and raised here in Oregon, being in the U.S. alone. So, what is the top issue to you regarding African Americans in Oregon?
Well, my issue right now with here in Oregon and anywhere is unity. Unity, man. If we come together to do anything, it's done. You know, it's done. It's just simple as that. We need to do that. We need to come together, put our focuses in our money, our children, whatever it might be, and make something happen. You know, I think that right now is the biggest issue. The one thing that I find is not happening here and pretty much all over the country.
Because Quintiva did say, UNITY stands for unity. I know, that's right. Okay, so let's go a little bit more broad. What do you think is a big issue, you said for everywhere, but that you see for the U.S. as African Americans here?
You know, that would settle a lot of problems. You know, they had this Steve Harvey thing go off a couple of days ago, and that just really brought home where we are. You know, you get a little money, you get a little fame, and you forget. You know, I'm from Chicago, and I remember when this guy was actually sleeping in his car in front of a comedy club when he first came out.
Okay.
So, you know, he knows the struggle. You know, how can you forget that? You know, you shouldn't. You can't. But we seem to do that, you know, get a little comfortable and try to distance ourselves. Can't distance yourself because we're all in the same boat.
Amen.
You know, so Yeah, that's the one thing. The one thing that I think would just really do for us as a people. We would come up, you know. I mean, in all kind of ways, with our money, with our relationships, with our understanding, come together, try to work at it, you know, be about it.
And a little backdrop, speaking on relationships, you guys, me and Michael are friends on Facebook, and he had a post on yesterday that just made my heart melt. And it says, I'm going to paraphrase, I can't remember specifically what it said, but it said, if a woman's, when you fall in love with that one woman smile to you, where you don't want to see any other in their nude. Like, for a man to really just love to see your smile, to don't see anybody else's body at all, like, that ain't nothing to them. Like, that was, like, you know, like, for real. So I see what you're saying when it comes to, if we come together in unity as family, as friends, as our workplace, as our playtime, and we come together and bring our monies and our dreams, our goals, and our plans, and what we can do good for each other into one big melting pot,
right?
What we can do together.
Absolutely true. That post, I remember that. That did get a lot of response.
Oh, yes.
You know, I'm single, so I put it out there like that, but it was...
But baby, you have your Valentine's this year. You're going to have your Valentine's this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Insurance. He said, baby, you're going to have insurance, enough type of cakes, pies, donuts, bunny, cheese, hens, pants, chicken, turkey, you name it! You know, okay now, you ain't it, baby. You finna have it at your door, Michael, because I'm finna bring a cake and pie myself.
And a massage.
Hold on. Okay, so, Michael, as we get ready to say goodbye to our President Obama, what do you think will be the outcome, the legacy that he will leave on U.S. history?
You know, I don't know. I feel this brother, he did a fantastic, fantastic job. And then him being from Chicago, you know, him, his wife, his family, the way they carried themselves, the way they conducted their business was just absolutely outstanding. And we know now, we know better. We have Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. So none of it's going to get whitewashed because we know, we lived it, we saw it.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to have to be told and remembered true for what it is and what he's done. I think this man is going to go down in history as one of the greatest. Absolutely one of the greatest.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I concur with that one. That was really true. Mm-hmm. That's really true. Michael, so where can we come and purchase any books or any material for you? Where are you located?
Well, I'm on the web. I have an online store. I'm just doing online sales right now. Mm-hmm. I'm going to kick that off again, hopefully the end of this week. But this event is going to be at 615 Northwest NATO Parkway, right out front. You're going to see us. It's glass walls. You can't miss us. We're going to try to do these things fairly monthly. Some events, we're going to do different events, different kind of concepts, but we're going to make this happen. But 615 Northwest NATO will be my home base from this point on.
Okay, now. You already heard it, 615 Northwest NATO, February 25th. Women, come out and support. Come out there with your yoga pants on, your yoga mat. Get ready to work out. Bring your pies for Michael because he's single.
Uh-oh.
If I don't catch him first now. I'm winking at him right now. I'm winking at him right now. You don't even see me, but I'm winking like, bam, bam. Okay. Well, you know what? It is Dr. King's celebration right now. So, Michael, if we can have you to go ahead and just read us a little bit of some of the speech of Dr. King and get us in the mood for change.
All right. And this is a little bit. This is a just a little bit out of the I Have a Dream speech, but I like this and what he was trying to say. All right. Here we go. We must forever conduct our struggle on the high plane of dignity and discipline. We must not allow our creative protest to disintegrate into physical violence. Again and again, we must rise to the majestic heights of meeting physical force with soul force. Yeah, that hit me right in my heart. I thought that was so cool. Soul force. That's what we need.
Hashtag on that one, everybody. Soul force.
Soul force.
I like that. Dr. King definitely had the words that were so beyond the time that he was talking in, that it hit us so well right now. Like, who would think that our fight and our children's fight would be the same fight of our grandparents and our great-grandparents, just to be seen as equal. That's all. Well, we're going to continue this wonderful spin, and we're going to take just a few seconds for a quick break, no more than about like 30 seconds, and we will come back. We're going to talk to the children of Pastor Mary Overstreet and discuss the North by Northeast Clinic a little bit more in depth. See you in about 30 seconds. Hello, K-Boos on 90.7. K-Boo, K-Boo, K-Boo. We are back. We are back right now, and we have Pastor Mary Overstreet, children here to discuss the North by Northeast Clinic. If anybody remember Paragon Cable, and ever remember watching cable on the public access, you remember seeing Pastor Mary preaching, singing, and just passing the holy ghost word across the airwaves back in the 80s. I mean, like way before Benny Hinn and all them was on TV. She was on TV, mm-hmm. passing the word, having a prayer cloth, waving mm-hmm. around, singing, having concerts, shout. Praise dancing, shouting. So let's get into this. Give me a bio on Pastor Mary Overstreet. Yes, right here. We're going to have sisters, Miss Anna.
Pastor Mary Overstreet came to Portland, Oregon 50 years ago, mm-hmm. a humble woman. Mm-hmm. She loved the Lord, and she did a whole lot of things, but one of them was the Hurricane Katrina. And then she said the Lord gave her a vision. She was in the hospital. Had been there for a month. She said she wanted to save some of the people, so she sent me there to get them. It was 200 families. She supplied everything for 3 years. She paid all their bills because she said she wanted to do something for the people where she came from the state of Mississippi. And she loved the people, and she loved the Lord. I told her the Lord didn't tell me that vision. She said I didn't need to see it because he told it to her. So we left it alone just like that.
She said leave her alone just like that. I know that's right. Okay. Now, how did the vision appear about the clinic? You gave us that. Now, Miss Rosetta, Miss Precious, how has the clinic helped the community?
Well, the clinic has helped a lot of people, over 500 patients that we are blessed to have seen now. We've been opened up now for 10 years. We're celebrating our 10-year anniversary.
All right, now.
Which is a blessing. So we are focusing on African-American in the North and Northeast community. We focus on high blood pressure. And it's a free clinic for individuals who don't have insurance. So it's open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5. And if you don't have insurance, we do offer, you could just give us a call. Okay. They'll make an appointment, and we can get you signed up for the Obamacare.
Okay, because you know what? You got to have insurance.
Right, and the phone number is 503-287-4932.
Now, what do you guys feel is going to be the next 10 years you want to see for the movement of the North by Northeast Clinic?
For the clinic to continue to grow even bigger, to hopefully move into a much bigger space and offer more services for the community, and to just keep, my mother always wanted to just help the community to have a better, healthy life, and just to keep the vision going. That's what we want.
Keep the vision going. Yes. I know that's right. Now, let's see. Now, hold on. We ain't done with you, Miss Rosetta, Miss Precious. Now, you know it is Dr. King's time. So if you can, just give us a little bit of singing or whatever you want to give us. I don't care. Just a little bit.
I feel like going on. I feel like going on. Though trials come on every hand, I feel like going on. Amen.
Amen. Hold on, y'all. Do you understand that just built on what Michael just spoke about, what we need to be working on as a community and us being together, and you built on that? Like, getting back to the basics, home stuff, because we got away from all that type of things, like family values, family getting together and eating and playing together, not because it's a funeral or some mess is going on, but really having that knit time together. You know, grandma would say, come on up here and retch around and come up here and get me that pot. I can make these peas and feed everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, just good old times. Miss Rosetta, thank you, precious, for giving us that, because she done that one, y'all.
Sure did.
God is good.
All the time. Okay, well, you guys, recently we've had a lot of issues battling cancer. We said that cancer sucks. I know for a fact Shantina Scott, a.k.a. Petty Pimp, has lost her auntie. I know a couple of friends lost. My best friend has lost his uncle. My coworker, T6, has lost his brother. And I recently lost my uncle and my cousin yesterday to cancer. So anybody who knows me knows that I tell this joke regarding my Uncle Hal, who is the baby of 13, and he's the one that has passed. So this is my tribute to him. Coming up for me, it was always very tall, very hard, because I was always tall. I was taller than all the girls and most of the guys. And anybody who can't see me by radio, you guys, I stand 6'2". But I was in high school, and so I begged my mama to buy me a starter jacket. I said, mama, please buy me one. She said, okay, I'll buy you one. You can make honor roll. So I made honor roll, and she bought me one. But she bought me the New York Giants. Now, of course, being 6 foot tall, walking through Grant High School, and all I heard was, oh, Belinda, you sure is a giant? What you play, defensive back, linebacker, tackle? So I'm crying, y'all. I ran home. I said, mama, please, take this jacket back. They joking me at school. I can't take this no, mama, please, please. My mama said, I ain't taking it back. You gonna wear that jacket, because I bought that jacket. You didn't. And don't you worry about what they said about you. They talked about Jesus. Now, what to do with my issues at that time, I quite did not know. But they say revenge is a dish best served cold. So I went on ahead and I waited 15 years to get my mama back for this one. It was me, my mama, and my Uncle Hal. We went to Starbucks and we bought 3 coffees. The woman said, okay, that'd be $85.15. We pull around, my uncle hands his credit card to the lady. He says, please hurry up and run my credit card. I gotta get my wife to the vet because she's pregnant, and points at my mama, his big sister. So my mama, she's over there mad. My uncle, he laughing, I'm laughing. The girl at Starbucks is like, oh my God, he said he gotta get his wife to the vet because she's pregnant. My mama is highly upset. So I said, mama, drink your coffee. She says, I don't want that coffee. How you gonna talk about me like that and I'm your big sister? I don't want that coffee. I don't even wanna drink it. I politely tap it from the back of that seat. I said, boop, boop, boop. Oh, you gonna drink that coffee, because you didn't pay for that coffee. And don't you worry about what he said about you. They talked about Jesus. Did I get slapped? Yes. Was it worth it? Yes. I love you, Uncle Hal. I miss you so very much. I miss you very much. I miss you very much. Now, we actually had a memorial that was planned. Let's go back to our pastor, Mary Overstreet. She passed from cancer as well, and she has she's a 3-time survivor.
Amen.
Look at that. So we all are here just all cancered all around. Mm-hmm. Cancer sucks.
Yes.
It's awful.
It is.
But hold on. It was a tribute that was going to be done for Pastor Mary Overstreet. Is that correct?
Yes, the tribute will be next month. I will be doing a free lunching to anyone who would like to come and just celebrate her life and what she did for the community and for other people. I'll be posting it on Facebook and having flyers, the exact date and time, but we will be having it at Maranatha in the Fellowship Hall. And again, it is free. Come all who would like to come and eat and just be merry, because I will have enough food for everyone. And we're just going to have a good time. Praise God.
And also, too, let me add a little hint on about Pastor Mary Overstreet family. Sister Rosetta, aka Precious, I went to a birthday party this past summer at Peninsula Park. These sisters right here have a grandfather that just turned 112.
Wow.
This past year at Peninsula Park. I mean, counting his own money. I mean, doing everything for himself at 112. He told me, he said, "You sure is a big one." He said, "Ooh, you sure is a big one." I said, "Yes, I am." And for your social security check, I could be even more. Yeah. Okay. All right. That's my comedy side. Okay. Now, you guys, we also have in the studio right now, we have one of my crushes. I've been watching this man on Facebook, and he's been putting up videos, and he's related to one of my friends. And this man's voice alone can just set the room on fire. Come on in. Say hello to everybody.
Hey, there. What's up, Queen? How you doing?
How you doing, Petty?
I'm doing good. How you been? You look good today. The girl's looking nice.
Man, you looking nice right there. I mean, you over there got your little Jerry Curl cap on. You looking fine.
You know, try to do what I do.
Well, you know what, Petty? Let's first off talk about your fashion. Because these little young tenderonis out here, these little chicken dinner winners, ain't dressing the way you dressing. So tell them about that, how to be fly.
Well, see, that's what I'm trying to do right now, Queen. I'm trying to have somebody help me to be fly, because right now I'm rocking top to bottom jeans and Dollar Tree socks. You see what I'm saying? So I'm just trying to have somebody just to help me out. You know what I'm saying? 2017, now it's looking up for me.
It's looking up for you.
It's looking up for me. The girls is lovely. They giving me a little bit of, you know what I'm saying, some kind of fade back. You know what I'm saying? Thank you. Now that's what I'm
talking
about.
Petty pimp so cold. Petty got handed money just right now in the studio, y'all.
And he don't even feel good today.
I see you got you a little sick right now, Petty. Yeah, what's going on?
Like, well, you know what I'm saying? Auntie passed. Then I got the cold, got some little bug going on. I don't know. I mean, the devil is alive, but you know what I'm saying?
Because you know what? Being petty is ready.
And you know what I'm saying? But speaking of, Petty, you got some cough syrup, some halls.
I ain't got no cough syrup in the halls, but hold on. Right. I got some Vic Salve. I'll rub it all across your body.
I need some on my nose.
I do it for
the
you.
The back of my neck.
I do it for
and
you.
And the back of my ankles. As long as we can do that.
Get the vaporizer out.
That's all I need. All my pressure points. I need all that sickness out. So you know what I'm saying? You can make that happen.
I can do that for you, Petty.
Yes.
Petty, I can do that.
God, okay. I love you, Queen.
You know, I love you too, Petty. We might have to go ahead and go on a date.
We already went on a date. Why you playing?
No, I mean like the real one. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, not with me and you in the other, you know, ladies of the night. I mean just me.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. It's just going to be me and you. I mean, you know how we get down. Come on, girl. Stop playing. I know you're doing that because you're on the radio. You with your friend. Got Michael sitting up here. Got the Overstreet Sisters. Come on. You know what it is when it's just me and you. You know what it is.
Because you know the nighttime.
You know the nighttime. Oh. I'm swallowed. I swallowed that whole. It's my bad.
Okay. So Petty, what do you do in your daytime? What do you do in your daytime?
I work. You work? You know what I'm saying? I work for family care. Yeah, I work. It's a stressful kind of job because, you know what I'm saying, the population that I deal with, you know, it's the homeless, the disenfranchised. So it can be a little stressful at times. That's why I do this little comedy. I call you, flirt with you. You know what I'm saying? To kind of take my mind off everything that's going on at work.
I understand that. So, you know, I understand that.
That's what I do on my daytime. Then I just be messing around on Facebook and social media and stuff.
But Petty, I'm telling you right now, you fine. You fine as a fine glass of wine.
You fine too, Queen. I already told you that, man.
Well, we gonna go ahead and put these two finest together, because I'm telling you right now.
I'm ready.
As long as your pockets get right, we can do things.
Oh, trust me. They on the mission. They on the road to getting right. Just give me some time. You know, like I said, you see I'm working with the top to bottom and the Dollar Tree socks.
I understand that.
We gonna upgrade, you know what I'm saying? So just give me some time, but I got you, Queen. First on the list. I love you, boo.
But hold on, but tell you right now, I'm gonna give you a little bit of advice, Petty. Right now it's that season.
You right.
It's that tax season of love. Baby, find you one of them.
Two of my girls already got some of that earned income credit already.
Oh, yo, man.
Only two of them, Queen.
Tax season love.
Can't beat that kind of love.
Earned income credit. You know what, you guys? I want to thank you guys for coming in right now. Let me go around the table one more time and give a shout out. So, Michael, give one last word about yourself. The goodbye to the K-Boos.
Hey, K-Boo, we taking off. But listen, February 25th, Spring in the Wellness, Camila Menifee, Shalonda Menifee, Gigi Warren, Black Rose Books. We're going to put it in.
Put it in. Let's go ahead and have the Overstreet Sisters go ahead and sound off one more time for your mama. Say goodbye. Just say goodbye to the K-Boos.
Bye. Have a blessed 2017.
And she said, pray for it in and pray it out. That's what she said earlier. All right, we got Shatina Scott, a.k.a. Petty Pimp.
Hey, right here. Thank y'all for tuning in. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, Society College. I start in a couple weeks. Professor David Jefferson. It's me.
It's Society College. Y'all look out. David Jefferson, look out. I am your host, the Amazon Queen. Thank you for tuning in, K-Boo. K-Boo's 90.7. Thank y'all so very much for everyone coming in. Y'all be safe. See you next month. Bye.
All right.